You are listening to the Critical Mass Radio Show, Orange County's business talk show, focused on exploring topics of interest to CEOs who are leading middle market companies, with your host, Richard Franzi.
Welcome to Orange County's longest running business talk show. And yes, I am your host, Rick Franzi. And boy, do we have a good show planned for you. Why do you ask? Because Ben Chamberlain, who is the founder and CEO of Chamberlain Care, is our guest. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on the program. I've known you for a while, and I'm excited to see you here in this phase of your entrepreneurial journey. But take us back in time and sort of give us your origin story. What was the original inspiration or motivation to launch Chamberlain Care?
Yeah, you know, I've always kind of had this entrepreneurial spirit. And it was funny because I lived in Asia for a couple of years. And when I was studying at school, I always thought I was going to do business with China. And I almost did, except that right before I graduated, I have a friend who said, Ben, you know what? Before you go to China and go live abroad, I've got a really cool opportunity that I think you'd be really good at. And I should have known this because of my roots. My dad is a physician. My older brother is a doctor. I've got two sister-in-laws that are nurses. Healthcare has been our calling. But going to China sounded so fun and exciting. So anyways, my buddy was like, you know, you should check this out. And okay, what is it? He's like, it's a nursing home. I was like, nursing home? Like, okay, like seniors and stuff? He's like, yeah, you'll be great. Long story short, I remember going and visiting and just falling in love with the patients in the skilled nursing facility. And I remember walking down the hallway and seeing actually a Chinese patient and started talking to him. And 你知道吗?讲中文,你说中文,你说得太好了。 And we started going back and forth and very natural. I lived in Asia for a couple years, right? Like thought nothing of it until my boss to be the director of nursing came up to me and said, Ben, what did you say to Mr. Chang? And I was like, what do you mean? I think I just said, hi, what's going on? Listen to me. I have not seen this man smile in 5 years. And oh, he's literally waltzing down the hallway. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And to me, it was like, this is it. This is my calling, healthcare, serving others and blessing lives. And so that was the start, you know, 15 years ago of helping and serving others with needs. Sometimes the underserved population, right? Seniors. Mm-hmm. And so from that, it's always been in my mind, how do I create an organization or align care professionals that allows me on a bigger stage, bless the lives of mankind? There's a quote that says, a man filled with love is not only content with blessing his own family, but ranges throughout the whole world, anxious to bless the lives of the whole human race. And I just feel this need and desire to bless lives. And if I can do that in one small section, right, meaning families and those with parents that are struggling or at the hospital or need guidance navigating through the nuances of healthcare, then that's my calling. Let me help you.
Interesting. So since you've launched the firm, have you had any pivots to the business model, slight adjustments, big changes? What's the market said as you've gotten out and talked about Chamberlain Care?
Right. So October 2022, made the decision to kind of go out on our own. And I say our own, right? My wife and my support and seven children. We had six kids. A lot of mouths to feed, right? But it's been such a fun journey. And I love the home care space because what we do is we help seniors age in place in their homes and allow them the opportunities to thrive in their homes by getting a care professional that matches their needs and helps them do what they need to do. And so it's been a journey trying to, you know, at first, like I said, working in the nursing homes to being more home-based, working in home health and hospice, and now with private duty, assisting families with activities of daily living in the home, creating an organization that allows me to get into the homes of our clients and help from the inside out.
It seems to me that many seniors would like to stay in their home longer than they're able to. So that's the niche that I believe that you're serving today. Talk a little bit about the business model that you now have for Chamberlain Care. Who do you help? I kind of understand what problems you're solving. And what is your uniqueness in the marketplace?
Yeah. So we help families that struggle to know what to do, right? Like mom fell or dad, you know, he's been to the hospital 5 times. Like, what do we do? And so, yes, my company solves that need of let's come into the home. Well, what if that's not an option, right? Because of budget or location or, you know, maybe needing more rehab. What we'll do is we'll meet with families and give them a resource, part of our network, or help them, even if it's not us caring for them. I tell families like, look, if I help you with my agency, awesome. If I can give you a referral and help you right along to get answers to your questions and relieve some of that stress, then I win, right? Like I feel good and I know that you're getting to where you need to be to help mom or dad or your family and also get the care that they deserve. And so we really do, everyone ages, whether we like it or not, right? We all are going to get there. And so helping find the resources based on their insurances or long-term care insurance is what we find satisfaction doing.
So there's always this need for balance between supply and demand. And it feels like in many ways with the aging of the U.S. population, the supply of potential clients for you continues to grow. You got demographics on your side, right, Ben?
Right. The baby boomer generation, and they don't call, you know, the children the sandwich generation for nothing, right? Because here they are trying to grow a business or work professionally, and they've got sometimes kids or many kids and extracurricular and a lot of different responsibilities, and they love their parents and want to help them. You know, who do they go to, right? Like if I'm sick, I'll go see a doctor and get their advice. If I need legal advice, I go to an attorney.
Right.
If I have an aging parent that I love and want to care for, how do I do that? Like, where do I start? Right? Because sometimes it happens quickly where, oh shoot, mom had a fall. She's in the hospital. Here, you know, child, here are the options. Pick them now. We got to go because they can't stay in the hospital forever.
Right.
And so you're right. There is, all of us are going to come to this point at one time or another. And it's nice to have a resource, right? Someone that has been there, has done it dozens, hundreds of times, and can navigate people through the nuances of healthcare, right? And post-acute care and what that looks like. Maybe it's after a surgery, or maybe mom got a diagnosis of dementia, or maybe myself, I'm preparing for surgery. And I know, you know, when I get done with that surgery, I'm going to need some help in the home. What does that look like? You know, Ben and Chamberlain Care, can you help me? Do you have resources for that? Is that a caregiver, or is that maybe a rehab center for some short time? Or what does insurance cover and what does it not cover? You know, these questions that people have.
It feels like to me in this area of healthcare, there's a big part of it that most insurance companies do not cover. Is that fair to say?
Right. So one of the first questions usually is, so does my Medicare cover this, or does insurance cover this? And the traditional healthcare insurance system, it doesn't cover the activities of daily living or the custodial private duty care. And so it falls onto families. Some have prepared and have bought long-term care insurance plans, and we can help those families initiate that claim. But in my experience, I've seen probably less than a quarter, I'd say less than 25, even 20% of my clients actually have long-term care insurance. So what do we do, right? Well, some families have saved and they've got, you know, a little nest egg where they don't want to break into it, but okay, you're right. I am 97. This is my 7th trip to the hospital. I am getting older. It's like, Betty, you're so cute. Use it now. Like, let's help you transition back home and be successful. There are other ways as well for those that don't have the fortune of preparing and funds and different things too, with state programs and grants and things that will help, right? Like a good Boy Scout, we're going to leave a campsite better than we found it. And that's dug into our core, right? Of love and of service is we're going to help you, whether it's us or not. And the belief is if we do the right thing for every family or every patient or every client, it's going to benefit the business. That's just an outcome of building trust with families and getting them what they really, really need.
Yeah, In my community, you mentioned sandwich generation. I have many members who are obviously children who tend to be the one that the responsibility falls to when mom and dad need help. Mm-hmm. And it is very taxing. My observation is my brother and I had it with my mother who had dementia. It was the kind of thing that, first of all, you don't have much experience with it. And then secondly, it's ever changing. Right, the medical situation, and so it's not like one size fits all. So having someone like you and your company who can look at the breadth of options is probably right. Very helpful.
Coordinate and kind of quarterback and say, look, you can't eat the whole thing at once. Like, let's break it down. Can we do this or this or that, and make it a little more simple? Help bring the village together, because it takes a village, right, to raise a child, and it takes a village to care for a parent. It really does. And so, totally.
My mother used to say, and I'm just paraphrasing, two parents can raise seven children, but seven children may not be able to take care of two parents. Yeah. It's a different focus. So the other side of the supply and demand is you have to be able to provide service, have service providers who, in that case, when people need in-home care, et cetera, who can deliver that service. That, to me, feels like a very unique person that can do that well over a long period of time, because it feels like to me it's a very demanding position. Mm-hmm. Even if you come from a position of love, there's a lot of responsibility. And talk a little bit about those types of things. It does take
a special person, right? Like when we interview and talk to care professionals that come in, and you know, you have to have the heart. If you don't have the heart, you will not survive this business as a caregiver, because it is very demanding, physically, emotionally, mentally taxing and exhausting. What I love to see, and one of my favorite parts of the job, is to connect with these amazing souls, these caregivers that feel lucky, like, oh my gosh, like, you're going to pay me to go in with this family and be with them and bring a smile to their face and help. You know, help them. It could be getting dressed for the morning, or remembering to take medications, or driving to a doctor's appointment, even taking a shower. Oh, it's been 3 weeks since I've really washed my hair. And the joy that comes to these care professionals that washed, you know, Mrs. Jones' hair for the first time in 3 weeks, it's indescribable. And it's really cool to get these caliber of people, these caregivers, which in my 15 years in the post-acute care space, sometimes they don't have a seat at the table, or they're like, their voice isn't as important as, you know, the physician's orders. And don't get me wrong, I'm from a family of doctors. That's important, right? The prescription and the nurses, but the caregiver's there. Like, they know that loved one as good as anybody. And it's important for us to care for the whole client by listening to and understanding, and also teaching and training these care professionals to be able to be the voice for those that sometimes don't have a voice, and care for those that really stand in need of care. I mean, that's our rallying cry. That's our mission, right? It's let's succor the weak. Let's lift up the hands which hang down. Let's strengthen the feeble knees. And if you can get on with that and you're a part of that mission, you can be a part of this team. We can teach you the skills that are in the techniques of how to transfer, right?
My father-in-law passed away a decade plus ago, and at the end he was in hospice, but he was able to be in his apartment condo, and there was a hospice nurse that was there, and she brought a positive energy that the whole family, frankly, fed off of, not just my father-in-law, but she really, I don't know if you can make the end of life pleasant, but she certainly brought something that the family needed to get through that next phase. Ooh. And to me, that was, you know, like super, like, she's an angel, this person.
Totally. And that story is not uncommon, right? Mm-hmm. Like, of this special angel. I love getting messages, texts, calls, you know. Mary was so incredible. Caesar was a literal angel. I don't know what I would have done in these final few months without, you know. I love it. That feeds me, because they're doing what they've been called to do, right? Called to serve and strengthen others. And I'm just the beneficiary looking and seeing, oh, this is so incredible. Look at this great influence and blessing we are to those that need it in a very stressful time, difficult time.
I can tell the joy that what you're doing brings to you. And that's great when an entrepreneur can build a business and a career that feeds that part of them. I'd like to change my focus a little bit and just to ask you, all that's great, but as the founder and CEO of Chamberlain Care, have you ever sort of been isolated, feel a little bit alone as you're figuring out what's the right next strategic decision?
Yes. Sometimes it does feel lonely, right? Where it's like, does anybody understand what I'm going through? Or
right.
It can be as simple as making payroll or making an adjustment on the accounting side or, you know, whatever. Yes, it can be difficult. And what I've tried to do is stay connected with those that are in the industry. Those that are without is sometimes really good too, right? Because they give you fresh perspectives and help. And so, I there's this quote, I'm trying to think, I had it here on my desk that I love because it helps keep me focused when things get stressful or I feel lonely, and it reminds me of how I should live my life, right? I'm sure you've heard it, the master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body. His information is recreation, his love and his religion. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. I love that because, you know, as I'm just my genuine self and go about and be who I am, I feel like I can be revitalized by doing meaningful work, but then also helping others and realize it's not about me. It's about serving others and helping others. And other people can decide, well, is he playing? Is he like coaching his kid's basketball team? Or is he like going to work? Or is he going to church or whatever? Like, to me, it's all the same. Blessing lives, right? We're here to serve.
Yes. And with 7 children, you've got a lot of demands on your time, as does your wife.
She's a saint. She's the rock.
Yes, I can imagine. So I'm wondering, is there a piece of business? You kind of read us a quote, which was maybe it scratches that itch, but is there a piece of business advice that you've been given that you could share with us, pay it forward, something that has been helpful for you and your professional career?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I dealt a lot with the imposter syndrome, right? Like, you can't do this. Like, you can like start your own company. You're able to go assist the Hogue's, you know, chief medical officer's parent or, you know, a person who owns this Ranch Michigan, whatever, right? Like, and I remember there was this great piece of advice. And again, another quote that sits on my desk that I love to remind myself is sometimes our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God, and your playing small doesn't serve the world. Mm-hmm. And to me, it just speaks to me. Like, you shrinking or just like, oh, I can't do this or I shouldn't do this. How is that blessing lives, right? How is that helping who you've been called to help? I don't know if it does. And so, anyways, that was, I think, part of Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's helped me in this business to just stay grounded, focused, and not, you know, not get too excited or too sad.
Oh, that's hard.
Because it's an emotional roller coaster,
it
right?
Is.
Like, to the point where it's like, I can never hire someone to help me do payroll because no one's going to do payroll like me. And have a group around you that says like, Ben, like, I don't know if that's the smartest thing for you to spend all your time doing payroll, but it's like, but it's mine. And, right. You know, so having people that can see my blind spots and recognize and appreciate strengths, but also realize like, hey, what about this? Or what about that? And so I'm a huge proponent of having, you know, a life board or others that might be, you know, CEOs of companies that are going through similar things, even in different industries, to help keep me balanced and centered, right?
So when you just, exactly. So when you decided to start your own thing, you must have had a vision for where you wanted it to go. So I'm wondering, would you be so kind as to kind of talk to us about the vision that you have for Chamberlain Care?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right? So I share with you about my family history and being from, you know, a family of doctors. And it's cool because the name Chamberlain, right? So my last name Chamberlain, it's English. In Middle English, it refers to the Chamberlain, who was in essence kind of the servant to the king, or the nobility, and kind of managed the house. And when I think of Chamberlain, and what I hope in the future is that's associated in the healthcare realm as service. And so for now we're in the non-medical home care space, but in the future that might can extend to in the walls within a skilled nursing facility or hospital, in the homes with skilled care, right? Home health or possibly end of life care is very meaningful, and I think pretty special, and takes special care providers. And so, you know, is it too audacious to say that I hope in the future Chamberlain is associated kind of like, you know, you think of Disneyland, oh, the happiest place on earth.
Right.
Chamberlain, wow, that is excellent service in the healthcare realm, you know, that goes beyond Orange County and Southern California, but throughout the nation and the world, right? We're ranging anxiously throughout the world to bless the whole human race. So who knows what the future holds?
What a legacy that would be for your children as well, to have their name associated that way. So that's great. All right. So let's say someone would like to connect with you, Ben Chamberlain, or learn more about Chamberlain Care. Where should they go online?
So we've got a LinkedIn. There's a Chamberlain Care. You can follow the company, of course. And I'm there as well on LinkedIn, on the social media outlets, Facebook and Instagram as well. I could send that to you to send out and have people be available. So if that ever happens in your family, listen, reach out. We're here to help. We're called to serve.
Well, thank you for your time today, my friend. I appreciate you sharing your vision and enthusiasm for your business and what you're doing in the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
And I'd like to thank the audience. You've just been a part of Orange County's longest running business talk show. Ben's show now becomes a part of our catalog of over 1,400 interviews that we've done with Orange County entrepreneurs and nonprofit leaders. If you're one of those and you'd like to share your story on our show, then connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Rick, R-I-C, Franzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I. Coincidentally, that's also our company's website, rickfranzi.com. And between Haley and myself, we'll figure out how to get you on our show to share your story. And until the next time we all have a chance to be together, I hope all of your business decisions will move your company in a positive direction.